Tuesday, March 26, 2024, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. Tonight, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Lietta DeBoard. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Come on, Brittany, get in line.
We have a little bit of a delay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you, Leah. Roll call, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Audison. Dalrymple.
Here.
Thank you. Powell.
Here.
DeBoard.
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yeah, here. Ceremonial matters tonight, there are none. Item three, persons to be heard. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Tonight we have Ken Hoyt signed up to tell us about a canoe event.
Does this work? Or is that?
Yeah. It's right here. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Ken Hoyt. My box is 1816. I'm here as just an unaffiliated independent Wrangell resident. I'm off the clock and I'm not a representative of any organization, tribal or otherwise. I do want to extend the warmest welcome I possibly could to everyone in this room to our event this Friday. It'll be a potluck, a classic Wrangell potluck, and then we'll have a little tiny film festival. And we'll watch movies about canoe culture and canoe journeys. So this is in a lead up or prelude to the canoe journey this summer, which is the Paddle the Celebration. Wrangell's participated a few times. Wrangell's even been the termination in the past. We had Paddle to Shake's dedication, and that was pretty historic. That was only six canoes landing here, and that was a big old deal. And usually 8 or 10 canoes landing in Juneau is pretty special. And it seems like we could have 12 or more canoes land here in Wrangell this summer. So this event is wide open to everybody. Bring a dish if you can. If you can't, bring an appetite. And it should just be like a fun evening. The hope is people could come in confused or curious and walk out with clarity and confidence about what is all this canoe business? We'll talk about it. We'll get to it.
All right. Thank you. And again, that's this Friday, March 29th. The doors open at 5:30. Food, which is most important, begins at 6 p.m. Films at 7. And this is all at the Nolan Center.
Precisely.
Free of charge.
Exactly.
Potluck.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amendments to the agenda? Anything from the assembly? Anything from people on the phone? All right. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict on any item? All right. Seeing none. Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Borough Manager's Report. We have four reports embedded.
You bet.
Yes.
We're going to have Amber start really quick on the infrastructure. She's just going to do some highlights in the last couple weeks, and then I'll move into the Manager's Report.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to go over a few of our projects verbally here with you. I did try to give you an update on all the projects and where they are in my written report. But to highlight a few, first wanted to let you know that the City Park Pavilion, the one that was damaged in the windstorm of 2021, that bidding solicitation went out last Thursday. So that's on the street now. I've already had a couple of interested calls on that project, so that's exciting. And out to bid this week, expect to see the airport runway light generator electrical connectivity project, as well as the Nolan Center standby generator upgrades project. So those, I'm working on to get those out and into the hands of the public for construction bidding. Also of interest is the Harbor Anodes project. We have three facilities that we're installing anodes to. The crew from Global Diving arrived to Wrangell today. They've been waiting on all of the anodes to arrive in Wrangell before they mobilize their crew, and the last shipment arrived this week. So their crew is on site. They'll begin their layout tomorrow and work on that through Thursday, and we should see them start to do some diving on Friday. So that's exciting as well. Aldertop Village, the site work, we're expecting completion of that project. The contractor is hopeful that it'll be by the end of this week, so I'm going to hope that as well. It could run into next week, though, but they're giving it a good push, and if you've been out that way around 5 Mile, you'll notice they've got the culverts in, the new driveways, and you'll see some pavement cutting to remove the old driveways that won't be used anymore. Those have been removed in our permit with DOT. So that work is ongoing and should be wrapping up soon. We also met with the engineer for the next phase of the Aldertop for the roads and utilities last week, along with a couple of other projects, and working to wrap up that design. There's some things that we have to clarify and kind of rework now that we've seen some of the on-site drainage concerns. So working on that, and hope to get that out on the street also for bidding yesterday, you know, but it's most likely going to be a few more weeks before that's wrapped up and ready to go out. In the meantime, we're also putting out a procurement for the transformers for that project, and it has been decided that Municipal Light and Power's crew will be installing all of that underground electrical there, so that's great news. There's a lot of interest in the elevator, the high school elevator replacement. We had a conversation with you all at our last meeting about the potential to sole source that project to the elevator company. Well, we had a meeting of the minds with our elevator consultant company. One of the elevator companies who were interested in our electrical and fire alarm contractor, and the state elevator inspector did not attend but gave some verbal comments. It's very clear that there is no elevator company out there who will be the prime general on this project. There are too many disciplines involved, and elevator companies, they come in, they typically are a subcontractor to a prime on a project, and they come in with their elevator equipment, install it. The rest of it, you know, other subs will do that work, and they are not going to manage it. So that was made clear to us. So our request to sole source to an elevator company that we went over with you last time is not, it doesn't seem to be a viable option. What could be an option, because there is the electrical subcontractor, Sitka Electric, who is the contractor on our fire alarm project, was there. You know, they could potentially be a prime on this if they so chose to show interest, and if the assembly wanted to move in that direction still. They didn't want to confirm their interest in that until they saw the full specification that's being developed, and that's likely still to be another 2 weeks out before that consultant will have that complete. So where I'm going with this is just to let you know what we talked about is kind of off the table as far as sole sourcing with an elevator company. There is potential we could sole source with someone else. What that would do if we found someone interested in taking on the general contracting, the prime contractor role, we'd have to have someone show an interest. If they did, you all would need to approve that. We'd have to develop a price from them for the work, which could take a couple to a few weeks. I don't know exactly how long that would take them. There's a bit involved in this project. There's electrical, mechanical, fire alarm, drywall, and just carpentry work, and then, of course, the elevator. So you're looking at, you know, five potential entities who'd be working on the project. You know, the other thing is, by the time the plans are ready for Sitka Electric or some other person to review, it's then ready to go out to competitive bidding as well. You know, competitive bidding is usually 21 days minimum for us. And then, you know, a couple weeks to get assembly approval, contracts in place, you know, performance payment bonds, insurance, and all that stuff. So you could be looking at 6 weeks before you've got a contractor ready to go and placing an order for all of the equipment. So anyway, you know, if there is an opinion with from the assembly as to how you'd like to see us move forward, continue to see if there is an option for sole sourcing. I think we could save it, you know, 2 to 4 weeks time potentially by doing that, but I just haven't identified someone yet who has that interest. And I haven't put it out to anyone else except for Sitka Electric, to be honest with you. Any thoughts or
assembly? Do we have enough information? Do you understand the problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody have a suggestion? I would try to get Sitka Electric maybe to look at it. I don't know how to legally do that. If you, we can ask them for a bid. I know that they have to have the details on what all that work entails.
Yeah, so I think what the legal piece would be for the assembly to approve a sole source, you know, and I think just really a nod from you all that you would be willing to entertain that before we ask one entity to put the time into bidding it, because at that point we're kind of saying we believe that we'll be able to get a sole source passed through. Would you put the, you know, 40 plus hours of time potentially into, you know, putting this together? It's time consuming to do that work.
I'm worried about our local contractors, and I think probably the best thing to do, I know it'll delay us, but is to put it out for bid and do a straight bid. I think we have other contractors in Sitka that might be able to bid on it. Ketchikan here. Mm-hmm.
There are other contractors, you know, throughout Southeast. It's just right. Going to be a matter of, you know, will there be an interest, you know, to come into Wrangell and perform this work?
Yeah.
It's anybody's guess.
I think I would err on the side of caution and put it out to bid. What do you think, Assembly Member Powell?
Well, my question is, where are we at on, like, a bid packet?
A week ago, the consultant said they needed 2 to 3 weeks with everything that they had in front of them to get ours finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would prefer if we can't do the sole source like we're talking about, then I would get a bid packet together and put it out to bid.
Yeah.
and go that way, because the problem is now that we know that we can't sole source just with that kind of company, sole source with just one contractor, and not putting out the bid, I think we're going to get in trouble.
So one point of clarification that me and Amber talked is there's multiple disciplines at work in regards to this work. So in the Sitka Electric example, they would just be the general contractor and subbing a lot of the work. I mean, there's carpentry work, there's mechanical, there's electrical, there's fire alarms. There's a lot of different pieces in play. I still believe that sole sourcing it to Sitka Electric or a willing contractor would be the, you know, most... timely.
It would.
And if that's something, I know this has been pressed, so if the assembly's okay
right.
with the delay, that's fine. But
with one thing, when it was with the elevator company, I understood it. But now, if we're contracting sole source to another entity, mainly Sitka Electric, that kind of gives a different blush on the topic for me.
Okay.
And I think we're walking the line. I don't think our code would really embrace that. Assembly Member Powell.
The only thing I say is I do not want to be having this conversation at the start of the school year. of next year. I want this done before August of next year, of this coming, this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through this again with the school. We've done this for 5 years, going back and forth. School's yelling at us, and we're telling them we're waiting here, and we're doing this. This needs to go out, and it needs to get done this year.
Well, and it may not be totally finished by August. I wish it would, but it may not. Assembly Member Morrison?
If we're going to go this direction, putting it out to bid, we do have to accept the fact that it's going to delay what we thought was going to get done. But also, it's probably the smart thing to do is to put it out to bid, legally.
Well, you could get it out bid by end of April. Then you have May, June, July, and August. You have 4 months to do the job.
Mm-hmm. If somebody bids on it.
If somebody bids on it.
Well, you got material
acquisition. You get materials here.
You got material acquisition, too, and I don't know at this point what that looks like. But.
Yeah, I don't either.
And one other clarification. Our code does allow for sole source to expedite the process. I mean, I don't think it precludes local contractors from taking part, because likely some of them would get subbed, potentially. But if you want the fastest route to that elevator getting installed, then that would be the route we go. So
we could also reach out to every local contractor who has a general contractor's license and ask them if they would like to participate in a sole source option. If they do, then I think, and there's more than one, it's in our best interest to put it out to bid. If only,
In other words, we act as the general contractor.
Oh, no.
And
solicit
bids for individual activities.
No, just soliciting interest in being a sole source awardee. That would still preclude anyone from Petersburg, Ketchikan, if I just call the locals. But that's an option. It's too much energy and time to probably, make the rounds. And then I've missed someone outside of here that I don't know about. And someone claims they weren't given an opportunity elsewhere.
Right.
There's a lot to consider.
And we certainly don't want the project held up because of that.
So. How about we continue to engage contractors and we'll come up with options the next meeting?
All right.
When the consultants are done with their review.
Okay. But you're getting the idea that the assembly is hesitant about soul searching. Or soul sourcing.
Searching.
We're soul searching about soul sourcing. Any comments from assembly members Dalrymple or Robbins? Okay, hearing none.
Not none for me, Patty.
All right, thank you.
I think it all sounds good.
Okay, thank you very much for engaging in that. That's very helpful. The last project that I want to just have a little discussion with you about, just let you know where we're at, is the middle school roof replacement. We did receive the $694,000 from the CDBG grant program for that project. We're going to use... It requires a match for at least 25% and any costs over what they have funded. So the middle school roof is estimated at about $1.4 million. So with the balance of that project cost coming from our general obligation fund, general obligation money, we are going to move forward and see if we can get that project pursued this summer. We're going to approach it a little differently and still make sure that we have as much opportunity for reimbursement in a future larger Department of Education CIP grant that we would go after, make sure that we procure all the things that we would like to either be reimbursed for or have eligible as our match money, for that project. So we're considering all of that, but we'll likely... start working with an architect to develop some roof specs to pursue a design build and try to get that project out here in the next few weeks for a potential 2024 project. Mason suggests that May 15th was the date he saw. We may have some more news from the legislature about what they're going to be funding for a capital project and for the schools. So at that point, you know, if we are lucky and our project is awarded, that will change the scenario. But if it is not, we would look to maybe add our next priorities for the school renovation project under a $4.3 million project total. That includes the CDBG money. And move forward to get that going to either through a competitive solicitation for that work if we feel like it needs to be included in our future match, or potentially also another design build and have some assistance with the developing the performance spec for that.
And in that additional scope of work, it'll likely be the worst parts of the high school roof and then siding with metal and replacement of some rotten windows above the commons.
Okay. And that's quick turnaround.
That is a quick turnaround.
Yes.
Yes, and so we've already engaged an architect to say, you know, do you have the time? Would you be interested in working with us on this project? And do you think that a summer project is feasible if we can move this forward quickly? And so they've come back with some positive. They've already reached out to the fire marshal to understand, like, what amount of work would need to be done to make this happen this summer. So I think there's some good positive motion there.
That's
where we're at with that. Under our procurement code, if we chose to go this route, we would be using our own procurement code with the idea that we likely would not be reimbursed for the A&E assistance in this first phase. And our procurement code allows us to contract with professional services without a competitive bid. So
correct,
we would be following that allowance in our code for this work.
Okay.
And so we would only come to you at that point if we need a budget amendment for the project and for awarding the work if it's over the manager's spending authority.
And for the community, I need to congratulate you. You were spot on with the community development grant. In recommending the middle school roof. I wanted to go for a road, but you wanted to go for the roof because it would score more points. And by gum, you got it for us. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just experience knowing what they like, what kind of projects they like to fund.
Yeah. That you brought in a tremendous amount of grant money. One of these days, I need to recalculate all of that. Because at one time it was 80% of our projects was grant money. It was tremendous. So, thank you.
Any questions? That's all I'm going to highlight for you tonight. But if there are some questions about any other project on the report, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. And for the public, this will be documented on our website under Manager's Report, Infrastructure Report. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Amber. And just to recap, we have the swimming pool panels, they're coming in soon, potentially the next couple barge runs. So those columns will be put up, and Mount Dewey Trail's ongoing, water treatment plant's ongoing. I've put some pictures online for that as well. Security cameras about wrapped up. That's what we got. And then she just mentioned some of the projects we got going out to bid: the City Park Pavilion, the airport runway, the Nolan Center generator, Aldertop for utilities and roads, anode projects going on starting tomorrow, loading dock for solid waste transfer facility, talk about the tires tonight, school construction possibly, we're trying to get that, the elevator, McKinnon Street, Reese Street stairs, City Park fire pit, and then stairs down to City Park Beach. And then I know the Public Works is trying to fit in their schedule a deconstruction of First Avenue and replacing it with D1 this summer. So that's a lot of work for the next few months, and I'd just like to thank everybody that's involved, namely Amber, for getting this all squared away. It's a lot, a big undertaking, and meanwhile we're applying for grant funding and planning for projects in 25 already, so I'll highlight some of those tonight. But I want to thank Amber and all the directors involved in the project, so it's been a remarkable feat.
And the Harbor Department putting on a new roof?
Yep.
The Harbor
Office? Harbor Department,
yep.
Just general maintenance going on this summer. Also like to thank the Harbor for, some of you guys might have noticed the fence that was reinforced, and we like that green industrial fabric, kind of makes it look a bit nicer. I think we're going to start doing that with some of our fences in the Marine Service Center, but it looks really nice. So, anyway, I'd like to start tonight by thanking the Assembly for the confidence and the offer for the permanent manager position. I know they'll be meeting with Patty and Dave on Thursday and likely have a contract for you guys on April 9th meeting, so appreciate all you guys. Public safety building update. I had the chance to chat with Ray Matuszewski, our state lobbyist, today regarding the capital budget. And, you know, right now the House is discussing the operating budget. They'll have several, next couple of days will actually be amendments to the operating budget that they'll propose. And typically the way it works, just so you guys know, is the operating budget usually originates in the House, capital budget usually originates in the Senate, and then they kind of swap. Last year the Senate took on both and hijacked them and went to the last minute and did both. So we'll see how it all goes down with the legislature this year. But one thing that we talked about with Ray is actually pursuing a little bit less funding for the public safety building in anticipation of a successful USDA community facilities grant. We're fairly confident that we get 75% grant loan combination, so 75-25, at which point if the state came through with $2 million or even just a little bit less, we could basically have a fully funded project. So that's what our new target is, and Ray's pretty hopeful, and we've been in discussions with Senator Stedman's office to try to get some money, which would be pretty phenomenal just because there hasn't been a whole lot of capital appropriations. Well, there certainly hasn't been any capital appropriations yet. So just an update on that. Alaska Marine Lines, this is kind of exciting. Had some discussions with leadership last Friday. Have verbally committed to moving out to the mill site, so we're going to continue to seek out that solution. There's still a lot of things that need to be ironed out, but it's great to get their verbal commitment, and our attorney's drafting up an MOA to kind of note responsibilities on either side. So it's exciting.
And tell the public why this barge ramp is a little dicey here.
Yeah. We've had a condition assessment for quite some time that suggests that the barge ramp is underrated for the bull and the containers going across the ramp. And so we have some safety concerns. Also the age of the ramp. It was constructed in the late 70s, so it's time for a replacement. And we think that the most viable option is the mill property. That was why we bought the mill property, was to develop downtown. And it's been almost 10 years since the waterfront development master plan, so I think we need to knock the dust off of that and reconsider how we modernize Wrangell's downtown and invite some more industry into their waterfront. So,
Assembly Member Morrison.
A question. I think I understand that they will AML be buying the land to put the barge on and their storage yard?
We will have ongoing negotiations regarding the details of those items. However, they will be building the ramp and the bulkhead. So
okay.
We won't have to front that money, and I think that's certainly worth the land transfer.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. And for assembly members that want to see, I have kind of a tentative map of what that looks like at the mill.
Assembly Member DeBoard.
What was the estimate for a new barge ramp?
For them, it was about $5 million.
For us?
And for us, what did we get, an $18 million one time?
I heard 18.
18 million, so that could save us a ton of money. And that's pretty exciting. So, moving on, more good news. I was informed this morning that the IBEW union membership approved our collective bargaining agreement that was TA'd on March 12th. So, you'll be seeing an item on April 9th for ratification of that agreement, as well as a plan for the non-union. I would encourage every assembly member to get in touch with me next week so I can kind of go over the non-union game plan. That way, our meeting on April 9th doesn't belabor that specific point. So, kind of go over each of the positions in our plan for the wage and grade table for non-union as well. Very exciting. Appreciate the partnership with IBEW, and I think we've reached to a great agreement. Borough fees and rates will have a work session next meeting, April 9th, to discuss. And again, we have an agenda item tonight to move the annual rate review and approval to the second by or before the second meeting in April. So that's before you tonight. Looking at mild to moderate increases, nothing alarming, but we've done a lot of the work up front in the last couple of years, so just a note on that. Also wanted to say some appreciation for Senator Stedman's office. They, as small as it is, $9,200, we got an appropriation for the emergency operation plan, so if we need some consulting services, I appreciate Senator Stedman's office thinking of us. Tires at the sanitation facility. You can see in the picture that I've attached to the manager's report, they're about a third of the way done. They're about over halfway done in the tire transport, which really opens that up for the solid waste transfer station loading dock project to be bidded out. So appreciate Channel Construction's work on that, and we can get that project out to bid here shortly. Old Wrangell Medical Center and the six adjacent lots, approval will be sought on April 9th. So that's coming up. I encourage you guys to come to the office if you have any questions on that. But we've kind of been through the marathon of both processes, and this will be the final meeting for approval and conveyance of the sale. So exciting. On bond priorities, Pat, do you want to talk about bond priorities now, or do you want to wait till the end?
The end of your report.
Okay, we'll talk about bonding priorities. Congressionally directed spending, Amber put this in her report as well, but I've outlined our CDS submissions in rank for both Senator Murkowski and Representative Peltola. If you look at the table there, we got $44,500,000 in requests out. That's on top of $25 million for the RAISE grant, and we'll have several submissions for the Denali Commission. We're also applying for the Dingell Johnson grant for the Shoemaker Harbor boat launch. So we're going to have well over $70 million in grant funding requests outstanding. We might even hit 80. So even if we could be 10% successful on all those requests, that's a significant amount of money. So I want to thank everybody for their work for the submissions, namely the CDS request that Amber worked on. Did a great job on that. But hopefully we can bring in a lot of money for the community this year. Upcoming items for the April 9th meeting, this is going to be a large meeting, but these are some of the bigger ones. We'll have the work session, like I said, for fees and rates, collective bargaining agreement ratification, non-union wage and grade table adoption, resolution to amend multiple job descriptions as the grades may change and some of the naming conventions of those job descriptions. We'll have the final approval of the old medical center and the six adjacent lots. We'll have approval of two different mill property leases with channel construction. I want to review the water shortage management plan in advance of the summer. It's been 6 years, 7 years since we reviewed it. I think it's a good time to probably review that just in case. We have a Trident lease and Peninsula Seafoods lease for the old mill dock. And we have several other items, but those are some of the bigger ones. So be prepared and gym pack your Mountain Dew for the next meeting. Petroglyph Beach, there's been a lot of comments I've received from tour operators on Petroglyph Beach. The state has came out and said that they're going to require an annual permit on top of a head tax for usage of the site and tour operators that are going to be guiding visits out there. It was kind of, it lacked public process and operators were caught off guard. The state's already sent out non-compliance notices to operators and then proceeded to touch base with tour companies to let them know that our operators were out of compliance. So I think it's inappropriate. I think it lacks public process. I have a meeting with DNR and the leader of state parks tomorrow to discuss a plan. And I have a draft MOA put together articulating the priorities that we think should be embedded in an agreement and request a lump sum from the 20 years of past maintenance that they didn't fund and they should have. So we'll see where that conversation goes, but I'll keep the assembly posted. I'm not for a head tax for the site. I think that's just too complicated and hard to manage oversight. I think you could do a permit fee to recapture some of the costs on the borough side, but the state needs to reimburse us for the 20 years that they didn't do anything.
Or enter into a MOA with the city, and we can manage it.
Yeah, we ideally like both.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's a little bit on Petroglyph Beach, so stay tuned for that. Today we selected a F-550 to purchase, so I know that a lot of times Assembly approves equipment purchases and then you never hear about it until 3 years later when it wasn't purchased and we ask again, so that's just it's a good thing. And the vac truck has already been on order, so following through on those couple commitments. There will be a Forest Service plan revision meeting, I believe it's April 9th.
April 9th, so, yes.
And I'll send a notice out to the community and the assembly on when that meeting is occurring, the specifics and where that'll be held. But I think it's a great opportunity for us, namely Assembly Member Dalrymple,
yes,
to embed some of the considerations that he's garnered over his career into the Forest Service Forest Plan revision. And I'll also be meeting with Tori Hauser on priorities for this next fiscal year. On this Friday, we'll be talking about the Chugach and how to maybe get it open this summer. It might not be the perfect situation, but it'll be open, hopefully. We're going to talk about an MOU with the Forest Service and how to become a cooperating agency per suggestion of Assemblymember Dalrymple. So taking those first steps, and I'd like to congratulate Tori on her new role with the Forest Service as well.
And include Assemblymember Dalrymple as perhaps maybe point person
Yeah.
For the assembly.
Yep, that sounds like a great plan.
Is that agreeable to the assembly?
Okay. Right,
thank you.
And then I reserve that last section for bonding priorities. So we can have a little bit of a discussion, not to belabor it, but a couple of the priorities that I embedded in the manager's report was St. Michael Street road construction and underground infrastructure replacement. That's City Market Hill, for you guys that know. Kyle Angerman Park revitalization, and that's at suggestion of Assemblymember DeBoard. I think if we get community commitment to the parks, that's probably the best way to proceed. It's more of a want than a true need in terms of critical infrastructure, but I think there'll be support for it, so something to consider. A swimming pool roof replacement, and then at Mayor Gilbert's discretion, the high school parking lot extension above the Presbyterian Church. Those were four pretty solid ideas I think we could put before the voters and cover off on through a general obligation bond. Do you have assembly thoughts on those priorities?
Anyone else?
Any to add, or what would you guys rank?
For the public and for the assembly, the current mill rate generates about $200,000. Is that correct?
Per mill.
Per mill.
Yes. Yep.
One mill. So it doesn't.
And it'll be about the same this year.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have a cost estimate on any of those, I guess?
Not yet. We can come to the assembly with some cost estimates, just some generic ballpark things.
But we need to act on it within the next couple of months, certainly, because it'll be on the October ballot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a longer process. So.
Right.
By
June.
Mm-hmm.
By June. So is it the assembly wish that we come up with some cost estimates on those four options?
I would say the road priority one.
Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for the public, we are still going to tackle McKinnon Street. Is that correct?
That's
the Odison Dental Clinic Street.
Yep, we're going to get our feet wet this summer and try to get a smaller strip of road, but which is also the worst in the downtown corridor, as well as replace some of the sidewalks.
I have another plan for roads too, but let's see if we can rank them. Roads first. St. Michael's Road first. Playground second.
I would suggest putting the swimming pool roof replacement above, just because that is a critical piece of infrastructure.
And could we make sure, do we have to replace it or repair it?
Replace it.
It's okay.
Over 40 years old.
So pool, then?
Then the playground.
Then the playground, then the additional parking.
Well, I don't know. That additional parking is really...
And ultimately, if you put them on the ballot, it doesn't really matter what the priority is because
that's
the
true.
Voters are going to choose anyway. But
right.
Would you guys promote all four of those? Or would not promote, I shouldn't say that, but support those?
Yeah,
we... Here's the question that I'm going to throw out there that the public's going to ask, and I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you put it out on here on the ballot, and we vote it in, or not vote it out, but if we vote them in, when?
When will the project happen?
Exactly. That's what's going to be asked. Is when it, if we're voting that in, when are we doing it? Are you going to try to get all these projects out to do for next year? Or are we waiting 3 or 4 years? Or what? If you're bonding it, you're not waiting for funding.
I think the commitment would be that we'd get the construction done in the summer of 2025.
Correct.
And we'd want to make that clear. We wouldn't be bonding for anything that we weren't going to be doing in 2025.
Yeah,
otherwise,
but that's going to be a question of the public.
Yeah, that's a great consideration.
Well, I think we have to prove to the public that we are serious about infrastructure. We're serious about repairing it, maintaining it, and I think that's going to take a little bit more time. I think that was one of the reasons why the public safety building bond went down. The other reason was the public didn't know their obligation because their assessments weren't quite finished.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can clearly explain to the public what the obligation would be. We could have a time limit. Everything spelled out on the bond question that they vote on.
And the timeline would mirror that of our general obligation bonds for the school, the $3.5 million, where the voters approved in October and we received the funding by February 15th. So there's a bit of a lag in getting it out to Alaska Municipal Bond Bank and getting the proceeds from the bond sale. That certainly gives it in time for summer construction, though. So.
And then my idea that I revealed a little bit to the assembly at our last meeting was a kind of a revolving loan for us to try to tap into to repair our streets. And where we get the upfront funding is if we do put entitlement lands, some of them, out for timber harvest, that would generate money that we could invest and borrow against our own money and replenish. It would take a bond issue to replenish that, but it would give us a revolving mechanism or a revolving loan of repairing our streets bit by bit. And this summer would be a good test to see if how well we do.
It would be a great test.
And we'll be able to calculate the cost per linear foot. We should have a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great approach, and maybe it'll be a $5, $10 million shot in the arm if we can get Earl West logged and potentially Wrangell Island West over by Zamovia Strait.
And that'll be 2025-26.
Yep, and the state plans to harvest 6 million board feet, maybe $2 a board foot, so
yeah.
A gross sale of $12 million for the state, potentially. I don't know what the profit margin on a sale like that is. But we certainly have more board feet than the state does, so something to keep in mind.
But just to try to get some long-range planning and some ideas.
Certainly. And if you got $5 million, I mean, that generates, you know, $300,000 in interest each year for road construction, so that would help an immense amount.
Yeah. And we've assured the public we have our money invested to the max. And we're earning a good return.
We are. Rates of
our permanent fund is up there, what, 11 million now?
Just short of 11 million.
Started
10.9
with 5.
And change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, any other questions, comments? Okay, good report. And you have the accounts receivable report there, and we can read the Harbor Master report.
Yes.
Okay. And again, this will all be on the website. All right. Any other comments, Assembly? All right. Borough Clerk's report, please.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything, but I will be sending out tomorrow morning a text to each of you to find out if you will be available for the April 9th meeting so we can get that figured out as soon as possible, unless you know now.
I won't be here.
Okay.
I can call in.
Assemblymember Powell, you won't be here?
April 9.
I'll be here.
Oh, you will be?
I will.
DeBoard? Okay. And then I'll find out, and I believe Assemblymember Robbins will not be.
I will not be here on April 23rd.
Correct. Okay. On the second meeting in April?
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
All right.
Assemblymember Powell, that will be the rate adoption meeting.
Which one? 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back.
Adoption.
I'll be back by then.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else for your report? Thank you. Mayor and Assembly business?
I have something to say.
Assembly Member Morrison.
The Senior Citizen Center. I've been contacted by Catholic Services that runs the Senior Center here and several other Southeast cities that they are being asked to leave the building because it's rotting. And they contacted St. Rose to see if they could move into the hall. Well, I brought it up a couple times at the hall, and I'm guessing that it's not going to fly. But they have to go somewhere. I know you've mentioned the community center.
Mm-hmm.
which would give him a commercial kitchen and room to meet. But getting into it.
Right, and there is a ramp on the upside on Reed Street.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did the Presbyterian parking lot, it would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the space offers plenty of space, and the kitchen, like you said, takes care of the need for the meals that are being produced out of that. I'd also say that Senior Center is not rotting. It's just in need of major maintenance, and I don't know that we're willing to make the repairs necessary. Instead, we might just divest ourselves, since it makes sense to consolidate facilities as much as we can and operate as efficiently as possible. And perhaps the Catholic Church could offer a supplemental support service for seniors. Maybe they pick a certain day of the month or week or something of that nature, rather than taking on the full thing. So I think we'll be discussing with Bridget from Catholic Charities options. It likely won't be something that we solve in a year's time, but I think we're going to set a two-year plan and explore all options.
I don't think they need a huge space. They need a space that's got a commercial kitchen. And handicapped bathrooms.
And I've been told that the community center kitchen would be fine for their operations.
Good. Anyhow, just so you know that's out there being discussed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Business? All right, Mayor and Assembly appointments, there are none, so we will enter into item 11A, public hearing. A, ordinance number 1052 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.14.025, annual review and approval of fee and rate schedule required in the Wrangell Municipal Code. I will open the meeting up to the public hearing and have asked for an administrative report, please. And Assembly, this is on page 161.
So this is a timely change. Ordinance 1052 changes the annual rate review and adoption to buyer before the second meeting in April, which was March before. This gives us a little bit more time to prepare the budget and actually assess the need of what rates need to be to meet our target operating expenditures. And that's about it.
All right. And public testimony. Is there anyone wishing to give any public testimony on this item?
Yeah.
All right. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1052.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Any discussion? This was ordinance that I suggested several years ago when we had to increase rates on our enterprise funds, had to hike them up, and I decided we need to look at them every year, and hopefully it'll be less than 5% a hike.
We'll have to treat each enterprise fund separately to see where they need to be, and we'll do comparables between communities to see how competitive we are. We want to maintain a competitive advantages for industries coming in, but also we got to match our expenses. So.
And compensate for inflation.
And
but that's why we're doing this. All right, thank you. Any other questions? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item B, ordinance number 1053 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 16.08.030 applications and section 16.10.030 applications and section 16.12.040 sale of real property or tied lands and establishing a new process for these rates and fees in the Wrangell Municipal Code by adding the fees to the established fee and rate schedule. I will open the public hearing and entertain a administrative report, please.
Ordinance 1053 takes the processing fee for applications for purchase of borough-owned property and tithe and leases out of code and actually implements it into the fee and rate schedule as we've as have been really thematic over the last couple of years. So just mirroring that.
Okay, thank you. Any public testimony on this? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. And motion, please.
Move to approve ordinance 1053.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Powell. And as you said, this is what we're doing with all of our fees, because every time we publish a new fee, if it were in our code, we pay money to have that published. So
that's correct.
That takes it out and saves us money.
And it's a little bit more visible on the fee and rate schedule, and it's up in front of you for our annual rate review.
Yeah. Right. And public doesn't have to search for it.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, resolution number 03-24-1848 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the amended fee and rate schedule for permits and applications. I'll open the public hearing and administrative report on this, please.
So this is actually approval of the rate for processing of applications related to the sale of real property tide lands and lease tide lands. So this is upping the fee from $100 to $250. We've seen a lot of these transactions lately, and it does take substantial amount of borough times to process these applications with multiple personnel involved. So we feel like that's an accurate assessment for what we're actually, the work we're doing.
Okay. Industry standard?
Yes, yeah. Industry standard.
All right. Thank you. Any public testimony? All right, hearing none. Entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve resolution number 03-24-1848.
Second.
Motion by Powell, reluctant second by DeBoer. Any discussion? All right. We're keeping up with the rates here. I was going to say Petersburg, but I don't want to say that.
You just did.
I know. We don't care what Petersburg does. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. There is no unfinished business, and item 13A under new business, this is on page 174. Resolution number 03-26-1849 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the sale of the Genset Onan Old Wrangell Medical Center generator in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.061, disposal of surplus property and the surplus administration's policies and procedures.
Move to approve resolution number 03-26-1849.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Morrison. All right.
So anytime that we surplus assets to the borough, we have to seek assembly approval when they're in excess of $5,000. This is seeking that approval for the old hospital generator. And currently we've reviewed other competitive surplus bids out there. One came back at $20,000 for a model that had 297 hours on it. Ours has 646. We have no other use for departments to use this generator, so we feel it's in the best interest to dispose of it prior to the sale of the Wrangell Medical Center, Old Wrangell Medical Center.
Okay. I can tell you that generator has a lot of history. That Jen said. Assembly Member Powell.
So when we go out to bid on this thing, it says we're going to start a bidding at $15,000. Can I ask why? Why are we going to start a bid? All the bid sites that I go to start a dollar, a zero, and they always just keep on climbing until the last minute of the bid. Normally, when any of the bid sites you see something like this at, they stay there because they start so high. Not saying it's not going to get to $15,000 to $20,000, but it doesn't leave room to say, I want to pay $5,000 for it. Well, then the next guy looks at it and goes, well, it just starts bidding up. I've always wondered why we put a very high value on our bid stuff first, when usually it goes, if you don't want it, what are we going to do with it if it doesn't go? I mean,
right.
What do you do with it? What if you get someone who I only pay $10,000 for it? It's worthless to us, what I'm not understanding. So, and the longer we sit on it, the less it's worth, right?
That's correct.
So I've always wondered why we start bidding like that. So that's a question.
We could certainly lower the bid price.
Well, I think I know what borough clerk's going
to
say.
To amend the resolution to lower that to a set amount, if you want.
We could, but it's the community money.
It is.
And if we think it's valued at $15,000, perhaps we should.
I'm just saying that I'm on a lot of bid sites all the time, and I never see anything start out high or what you want for it. I just, because it doesn't usually go.
We can go ahead and put it out for $15,000. We don't get a bid. We can
come back and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should start looking at doing it the way other auction sites do it, though, personally, on other items.
And time is sort of the essence with the old hospital sale, so it might be wise to maybe amend the motion
try to do it this time.
But the main concern is we believe this asset to be above $5,000 and get assembly approval to surplus it. You could start it at $5,001 if you wanted to, if that's more reasonable.
I was going to say, just because I'm the one that puts them on the website, and Assemblymember Powell is correct, that if we put it on there for $5,000, that would be very desirable. And so if people, it could go up. And mm-hmm. I mean, it'll more than likely sell for over $5,000, but at this point it's just sitting there, and if it goes with the sale, then we lose it, right?
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think it might be a good idea to amend the motion or amend the resolution from $15,000 to $5,000 for the starting bid.
I'd like to amend a motion to amend the starting bid to $5,000 rather than $15,000.
I'll second that.
All right. We have an amendment. Any discussion? Assembly Member Morrison.
Just a question of logistics. How soon do we have to get that out of there?
So we're working with the prospective buyer on a timeline to get rid of certain assets in there. Assembly Member DeBoard had offered a community garage sale for people that want to collect last remaining items. So we could certainly do that of some sort. And we'll have the opportunity, as the building will likely not be demolished in the 2 weeks after.
Right.
So, and right now, department directors have been instructed to retain any assets they would like out of the building, such as some of the kitchen stainless sinks and the hood in the oven. And we're trying to strip out the fire alarms and extinguishers and just be as conservative as we can with the assets that can be redeployed.
Mm-hmm. Any assembly member to board?
How are they going to get it out of there? Has there been discussion on that?
The generator, so it'd be sold as is, whereas, so they'd be responsible for taking it out.
I just don't, from what I've seen, you're going to have to take a wall out to get it out. It's big.
Well,
that's the only consideration I'd have in this, is if somebody does buy it and sell it, what's the timeline on them getting it out? And if you end up having to take a wall out, obviously it's going to be demolished, but I would just verify how it's going to get. That thing's huge, and I think it was put in there before the building was built, if I remember correctly.
Probably, yeah.
And we can arrange those details with the buyer, the prospective buyer, if the sale ends up being approved. And we could have the bid close after the sale of the old hospital has occurred. That way we can line those things up. That's a good consideration.
If we could just read the fine print, because I'm on this public surplus site a lot, and a lot of the times it says it has to be removed within 30 days, blah, blah, blah. And just make sure that we read the fine print really mm-hmm. well, please.
Or add that fine print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good consideration.
Assembly, accept that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other discussion? Good point. All right. Let's vote on the amendment to lower the start price from $15,000 to $5,000. All right,
Assembly
pull those, please.
I apologize. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Now, main motion as amended. Any discussion? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And Clerk's Chambers, you can read the attorney's file, and we will adjourn at 7 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Assembly.